going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
We welcome the manager of the San Diego Padres back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Doing good. I want to start with something that we talked about this week that I thought was very impressive by a few of your players, and that was when Ronnie Simone, who committed those the three errors on Tuesday in the loss by the Marlins, the second baseman. He said that he had not only Fernando Tatis, but Manny Machado and Luis Arraez all reached out to him after the game via text telling him, hey, keep your head up. Everybody has a bad day in this baseball, you know, in this business of baseball. To do that for an opponent who they saw was having a rough day, I thought that spoke volumes of the character of some of your players.
Yeah, I mean, that's who we have. We have high character guys, and, you know, empathy for an opponent can be real. I mean, look, we're in real competition and out there looking to win games, and our guys do that very well and compete. But, you know, also there's a human factor that few people can really appreciate or understand. And when somebody struggles to that degree in a very, very, very public setting. And it was really a nice touch and very classy that those guys reached out to him immediately and said, hey, man, just keep going and you're going to be fine. And, you know, all of us, the players, everybody's been there in this stage, and, you know, very few can relate. But it was nice gesture by the guys.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough to watch. And I was at that game, and just watching him kind of come off the field and you know, knowing a little bit of I can't even imagine on that stage, Schulte. It was tough. But, you know, Padres took advantage of those. Sometimes you're going to have those games like that. That was that game that you definitely you felt like, man, six runs in the first, that's not ideal. Came back and won it. That was exceptional. It's such a weird game. You lose the one, or you win the one that you feel like you should have lost, and you lose the game you feel like you had in pretty good hand going after Sandy Alcantara. So, won the series. Great job the last two series. Now you get this fun stretch of 26 games in 27 days. And you as the skipper, you know, you got to be judicious, right, with bullpens and all that stuff. How difficult is this for you guys to navigate?
We just got through playing 9 in a row. So, I mean, that's just part of it, you know. I mean, that's the daily consideration. You know, you're in clearly with 2 feet into the game that particular day, but when you're in a stretch of 26 out of 27 or 9 in a row, especially within that 9 that we just had, you have a, you know, full bullpen game and 2 extra inning games, and, you know, starter on the last day of all that, you know not be able to get through 5, that you know, you just got to figure out how to your word, be judicious about how you use all the moving parts. And you know, we knew going into the Marlins series, as an example, in our, you know, pre-series meeting with the catchers and our pitching group, you know, we were pretty clear, like, look, we're going to have, it's just going to happen. You know, we're going to have guys show up in different spots, and we got to be able to figure out how to get through it. And, you know, we were able to get through it for, you know, a fair amount of it, winning a couple series and having guys in a little bit different roles. And, you know, that's just part of it.
Yeah, that stretch, you know, a couple weeks ago where runs were tough to come by. Feels, you know, like the team kind of turning the corner offensively. Do you get that same sense that you can kind of more back to what we saw earlier in the season? I know not everybody, you know, Fernando's still not quite as hot as he can be, but it definitely feels like the lineup's kind of gotten back on track. Do you get that same sense?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, you know, there's going to be stretches where, you know, two or three guys are you know, kind of carrying it, or four or five guys, or, you know, ideally, of course, six, seven, eight guys, nine guys are, you know, swinging about. Well, we've had that, you know, and it's not very common where, you know, a lot of the guys are, you know, in a place that can be a challenge in this game. But, yeah, we're coming out of it. I like the way we did come out of it, you know, in the sense of, you know, guys just figure out a way to get it done, bear down in a tension kind of way. But, you know, like, I just got to focus a little bit more, just got to, you know, play the game. Because the game doesn't always reward you, but the game will reward you if you play it right. But there's a pretty good guarantee if you don't, it's not going to. And they kept going, and knowing that just around the corner, and we were able to win the series against Atlanta, tough Atlanta club, and do some really good things on a lot of different levels to find a way to win. Same thing with the Miami series, and he started to see a little bit more consistent at bats of the lineup, that balls were falling, approaches were good, and, you know, back to what, you know, we kind of expect in a very, like I said, challenging thing to do, which is hit a baseball.
No question about it. Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods. And Schilt, this may be online paranoia. It may be some truth to it, certainly, but I think we might have asked you about Pivetta a couple weeks ago. I think it was against the Giants, somebody on second base, and he turned around and they had some words, and it's happened. You know, it's happened throughout baseball. Pitchers, you know, now with PitchCom, they kind of look in, maybe see the grip. Potentially with the Marlins, some guys signaling, maybe. Is it online paranoia? Does this stuff go on a lot? And how do you guys look to combat stuff like that?
I mean, it goes on quite a bit in this industry. I mean, it's, you know, still exists. You know, I don't know what the online paranoia is. I didn't know there was paranoia
there
online.
Is.
That's crazy.
I want to. Can I text you the screenshot after, and then you tell
he's
me?
He's poking fun this time.
Oh,
I think
is he?
Does realize
oh,
there's
does
online
he?
Paranoia about everything that has to do with his baseball.
Well, fair enough. But no, it's crazy. Like, it looks very blatant to me. It almost looks too blatant. Like, hey, if you're gonna do it, be a little. You know, be a little sly about it. But yeah, just kind of, you know, I'm sure that's something that you and Ruben and those guys talk to the pitchers about. Like, hey, make sure you're covering up, because
this one was on the David Morgan. Pitch right before the 3-run home
that's
run,
right.
Like signaling with his left arm, like, oh, here
comes a heater,
yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
But just in specifically, yes, we pay attention to it.
Sure. Yeah, I have no doubt.
We have a guy that's in charge of looking at all of that on both sides of the ball. It is rampant along the league. There's every team, some more than others, have overlays. And, I mean, it's, you know, using the technologies as much as possible for all of that. I don't think I need to see your screensaver or whatever you got. But I feel like, yes. But if you paid attention to a lot of the series and you looked at that, like we do consistently.
Yeah.
There was a couple guys just kept their left arm up the whole time. And, you know, there's a subtleness of, like, I don't think that was anything personally. Yeah. I mean, David Morgan's been in the league about, you know, half a minute. And so he's thrown six pitches or so before that before that game. Maybe they did have something. I don't know.
It just takes one, I guess, but, right?
And maybe they got something from AAA. I mean, that's, you know, we do our own internal audit, feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
We watched it. Some of it's just gamesmanship. Some of it's just quirkiness with certain runners that we saw that was consistent regardless of pitch. So, yeah, we were on top of it. Isolate, which I believe a lot of people do. And that's okay to isolate, you know, this move or that guy doing it and then the cause and effect for that, but
yeah.
They don't see the total picture of how it works. And, you know, yeah, you can take it out of context and yeah, I'm pretty sure that happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Online paranoia.
This is the kind of insight we love, though. This is why we love the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt. Refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. All right, let's talk starting pitching. You got your rotation set with Nick Pivetta tonight going through this series, but going forward, obviously, you know, the questions about Michael King, Yu Darvish's potential return, Matt Waldron getting closer to a return. You know, you've got Stephen Kolek. We just saw Kyle Hart. Any clarity on how the team's going to go forward here with the starting rotation, Skipper?
More clarity. I mean, we're still in the process of, we'll take them one at a time. You know, this is a little bit more of a real update. So you guys are getting the scoop,
yes,
so to speak. With Michael, you know, we've been able to rule out a couple things, which are really positive. Nothing structurally in the shoulder, you know, cuff, cap, rotator, any of that, everything's strong, stable. So that's really positive. Nothing circular, which is also very, very positive. And what they've been able to diagnose is, you know, there's some compression on a nerve that needs to relax a little bit. And when it does, he's going to be ready to go. The timing of that, they're just, you know, that could be a short period of time. He is showing like some slight moderate improvement. But it's more of a time thing. And, but yeah, the medical group, which does a great job, has their arms around it and has specified what it is. And now it's a matter of, you know, getting it to where it is no longer bothersome for Michael.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that you got to manage games, you got to manage the bullpen, and then you got to become a scapula expert. And you know, I've seen you getting asked about it. I almost didn't even want to ask you, but we had to ask you today about Michael King because, you know, everybody loves Kinger. He's such a good, you just feel like you can win every time he's on the bump. How about you, Darvish? How is you progressing?
He is progressing, arms moving. You know, he's, been able to play more aggressive catch, just recovery with you. Yep. I mean, he went out for the rehab and threw the ball really well. Ball came out, velocity good, pitches sharp. Just a matter of, you know, the ability to do it every 5 or 6 days. And you know, that's the key to all this. And so he's feeling better. He's in good spirits. He's playing, like I say, more aggressive catch, recovering better. And we'll just see how he progresses from all of this.
There is a report, and this is probably something more for AJ, so I won't ask you to confirm it, that Bradley Rodriguez is getting called up. At the very least, you can tell us what you saw from Bradley in spring training, because the videos I've seen seems like got some nasty stuff that he's been throwing down at AA San Antonio this year.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. We saw Bradley in spring training and didn't have a lot of history with him, had heard reports about his arm, and I really like the way he went about it. You know, he's got a really nice arm, really good slider. You know, you watch guys, how they compete in every moment, especially, you know, when they're learning to go to big league camp or getting their feet wet. And you know, like I was pleased with David Morgan. You know, he went out and got a nice arm and challenged the strike zone. So good. You know, we can work with that. No back down at all. And Bradley had that, you know, his mannerisms as well with, like you say, nasty stuff, and does have some real experience in Venezuelan winter leagues in front of big crowds. So, you know, that's the evaluation of Bradley Rodriguez.
How difficult is it for you to, you know, when you got guys coming up like David Morgan and potentially, allegedly, Bradley Rodriguez, you know, you want to get them in. You want to get their feet wet. The first time you put David Morgan in was a pretty high leverage situation. He got the line drive and then got the other out and had to be feeling on cloud nine. His comments after the game were some of my favorite I've ever heard from a player of, I actually wasn't nervous. I was more nervous pitching AAA because I'm trying to get to the big leagues. There's nowhere else to go once you make it to the big leagues. I thought that was incredibly refreshing and cool of him to say. I thought, I've never heard that perspective before. And when you're trying to find lanes for these guys, also making a little bit of a soft landing, I would think, for a guy making his debut, how difficult of a challenge is that for you?
It's the same conversation we had earlier that, you know, I think we'll probably continue to have, and that's okay. You know, people, you know, it's, yeah, of course you want to, I mean, common sense, right? You know, guy breaks in, you want to give him a soft landing. And then, oh, by the way, you know, you play nine in a row and you've had a bullpen game. And,
yep.
You know, the guys are, it's just a chess match. And so, yes, you want to give a guy as soft a landing as possible. You want to get him in a game. But that soft landing may not present itself.
Yeah.
You know, so you give him what you think is the best chance. So we brought him in. We had, you know, Wandy erased the lefty before him. We asked him to get two outs out of two righties, and put him in his best shot position as he could in the sixth inning, and he did it.
Yep.
So it was great. But that was the best opportunity we had for his spot relative to the other seven guys in the bullpen and what our starters have presented and what the game presents. And so, you know, there's a lot of factors to it.
Well, we appreciate the breaking positive news about Michael King. You know we love it when we get a little scoop for our listeners, and we appreciate that. And wish you guys best of luck this weekend against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we'll talk to you again coming up next month in June. Skip?
Look forward to it. You guys have a great day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.